7:30 now, 89.1. It's KANW.
KANW New Mexico Close-Up. I'm Tom Tropridge. Formerly of Santa Fe, Jim Turr is a Las Vegas-based advertising and video producer. Turr says he got his songwriting start in a bluegrass band in San Francisco some decades ago. Then he got into writing advertising jingles.
I also wrote that Toss No Moss jingle, which a lot of people have heard. Then I got involved in doing a lot of song satires, mostly political, which were on NPR and a lot of radio networks and stuff. And still do a lot of that and do a lot of that on video now. But anyway, I got into video in 1993 when I produced a video about the history of Las Vegas, New Mexico as a film location. And it has been a film location for an incredible number of films for many years, even at that time. And it came out well, and it got some awards, and I got the video bug, I guess you would say.
Turr was born in Michigan, where he spent his early years.
When I was 10, we moved to Las Vegas, New Mexico, and I've lived there ever since, except for, you know, going away to college and to live other places, and 23 years in Santa Fe, which was not a small amount of time, but I'm back in Las Vegas now, and it's a very beautiful and fascinating place to live.
Lately, Turr's been working on political videos.
A lot of it's been about Trump. He's, of course, great fun to talk about, both seriously and comedically. And the main thing I have going on right now is I'm trying to finish up a feature film that I started in 2012 when I actually ran in the Arizona pre-primary as a Republican, believe it or not.
I'll have more with artist Jim Turr on Monday. Tom Tropridge, KANW News. KANW New Mexico Close-Up. I'm Tom Tropridge. I left you Friday on New Mexico Close-Up with Las Vegas songwriter, advertising, and video producer Jim Turr, who is currently working on finishing a movie based on his run, a very dark horse run at that, for the Republican nomination for President of the United States in 2016, starting his efforts in neighboring Arizona. The movie to be's title? A Chicken in Every Garage.
Which, of course, is a combination of a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage. And I'm getting close to finishing it and want to get it out before the election because it also has a lot of Trump related stuff and political related stuff in it, and I have a GoFundMe campaign for the film.
Turr says his videos can be seen on his Facebook site as well as the website jimturr.com.
You'll come up with all my stuff, starting with the most recent, a lot of which is this political stuff and the trailer for the film A Chicken in Every Garage and so on.
While in Santa Fe back in the 1990s, Turr had developed a following for a regular event at a downtown night spot called Liar's Night. I reminded him about it.
Oh, I'm honored that you remember. That's getting to be quite a long time ago. Well, that was fun. That went on, I think, for a couple of years. I had this idea to have a storytelling contest where people would make up stories and try to tell them convincingly. And one of the storytellers was each night was telling a true story, and the audience would vote to guess which was the true story. And they were usually wrong, because I think made-up stories are more interesting or more convincing or something. But anyway, that was great fun. People are always asking me if I'm going to bring that back, and the answer is no. But it was fun. It was a great event, and a lot of people remember it.
And I'll have more with Jim Turr tomorrow. Tom Tropridge, KANW News. KANW New Mexico Close-Up. I'm Tom Tropridge. Las Vegas-based video producer, songwriter, and jingle composer Jim Turr says it's writing songs that gives him his most artistic pleasure.
My goal is to write the big hit commercial country song, and I write a lot of them, and I think I'm getting better, and I've had some play, and I've had songs in movies and recorded, nothing enough to make me famous, but, you know, I'm in touch with friends with a guy now who's considered the most successful country songwriter, I think, of our time. And he's very supportive. And I continue to work at it and I think get better at it. And I love to write and record country songs and try to write the big hit.
Ter quickly clarifying,
that is to be recorded by somebody else. That's the goal, and that's where the money's made. I'm not trying to be the singer, the star here. I'm just, the songwriting is where it's at for me.
Ter telling me he's spending much of his creative attention lately on a website promoting his hometown of Las Vegas. The site, NewMexicoVegas.com.
And the idea is this is the New Mexico Vegas. This is the original Vegas, etc. But I've put together a lot of nice videos and links. And in fact, I have a song that's doing well right now, a song and video called Early Morning Light, which is on YouTube and it's on Facebook and it's on that website, NewMexicoVegas.com. So I like to try to promote this town and promote tourism here, and that's a big part of what it's got. It's an incredible town.
Again, Jim Ter's creative works can be taken in at jimter.com. Tom Tropridge, KANW News.
Yes, everything seems just about right in the early morning.